I finally worked up the courage to do it. I played a trick on him today. It worked better than I could have imagined. I ended giving him one of the best presents ever. And it was just beginning. Tonight I want him to see how he makes me feel. I want him to know what he does to me. I know he's out there, just across the street, watching this. Watching me touch my lips. Watching me spread them just a little for him to see. It's time for my trip to Victoria's Secret. So this morning I took an extra long jog in the park. Then I spent an extra long time stretching. I've gotten quite adept at posing in just the right way to give him, and only him, little hints. Sometimes I wear light blue yoga pants that show, you get the idea. Nip slip here, an errant panty line there, like this. I love the way the air feels there. I'm so hot. He likes it when I show off. I know I do. Think of his fingers spreading me like a delicate bloom, his hands rough and calloused, somehow tender, making me maybe he thinks he's doing something wrong. If he only knew how wet it makes me to show off for him. If only he knew how badly I want to do it in person. So this morning I stretched. I stretched, and then I stretched some more. I stretched like this. He saw me just like this. Only this time, he can see everything. The air feels so good on my skin. After my workout, I went home and I showered. And then I was even more of a naughty girl. The way you can be naughty with someone you trust completely. Even though it was chilly, I put on a light little sundress that barely covered my thighs. A small pair of pumps to emphasize my ass. A lace bra that framed me perfectly for him. And I put my jogging panties back on. I never realized how hot it could be, how hot I could be. The feeling between my legs. The look of myself in the mirror. Knowing I would be wearing dirty, sweaty panties all day. I never knew I could be such a dirty slut. I can thank him for that too. For introducing me to lust. For turning me into the kind of person who'll do this. On the bus, the entire space filled with my scent. I could see the greed in the men's eyes, and a few of the women too. This one couple couldn't take their eyes off my backside the entire time. When they got off at their stop, we made eye contact. I knew exactly what they were thinking. What was shocking, I was thinking it too. And wanting it just as badly as them, both of them. What if it was all four of us? You and him. Both inside me. Oh, yeah. Stretching me out in both places, wider than I thought possible, like this. As we pull away, I saw him push her up against the station wall. The last thing I saw was his hand plunging between her legs. By the time we reached my stop, I was out of my mind. Kind of like now. Have you ever been so hot that the mere act of being human is enough to make you come? That was me as I walked through the lingerie store. I wasn't shopping. I was sprinting. The world was a blur. A hallucination. I'm gonna have to exchange half the things I bought. The more I thought about what I was gonna do, the less real the world became. Like right now. Right now, is it real? I went to the changing room to take off my panties. They were so wet, it was like I'd been swimming. I wanted release so badly it hurt. I was desperate, but I had to put him first, because he always puts me first. Paid for everything and dashed out. He was where I knew he'd be. To be honest, I don't know how I got to his spot. Amazing how the two of us seem to anticipate each other's thoughts. Even when our heads are swimming, I think it's as close as we've ever been. I must have passed within a foot of his hiding spot. That's where I dropped them. inadvertently, of course, right in front of his face. Then as I walked off, I hiked up my dress. I heard his breath catch. I heard him. Oh, I half expected him to leap from the bushes and grab me, take me. I half wanted him to. Next time. I hope he does. Then again, I know better. He's not that type. He'd never hurt me. He could never. That's what makes him who he is. That's what makes him different from all the rest. It's part of the reason I did what I did today. To reward my stalker for his affection, for his protection, for his lust. Oh, but I wasn't finished with his gift yet. I just got home. I left my bedroom curtains open, and I'm gonna put on another little show just for him. Well, for me too, because of him. I have my favorite bottle of body lotion and applied it to every square inch of my body. Tracing my hands across my breast for you. Knowing you're imagining through your hands on me. I want that too. You'd be so gentle. Playing with my tits. Caressing me. Cupping me. Brushing across my nipples with your breath. Then you take one in your mouth, suck it, while your strong hands hold my hips. You'd suck it, then bite it. Oh, I knew there was that side of you. Bite it harder. I can feel you behind me now, pressing against me, into me. Do you want me to press myself against the window for you? Look at that wet spot on the glass. Here's a secret, lover. I don't want you to be gentle the first time. I want you to take me. I want you to control me. That's what I want. That's what I need. That's why I need you. I need you. I can't see you. I can feel you, every inch. Ow. Every part. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need it. Oh, fuck, I can't wait. Oh, fuck. Come inside. Oh, come inside and take.